Good morning to all of you. Christos Anesti.
Aletheos Anesti.
Christ is risen.
Truly he is risen.
By God's grace and with his mercy, I find myself with you this morning, having come to Southern California to be with the sisters from the monastery for an event last night to support their noble cause and to spend a little bit of time with Fathers Peter and Christopher to share some thoughts and exchange some ideas, but also to be here for liturgy, as shortly or immediately following the liturgy, I will leave to go back to San Francisco, because Tuesday, as you may already know from your bulletins, I leave for Greece to go to Mount Athos. And it is necessary for each and every Orthodox male to visit Mount Athos, as this is, of course, not open and available to the women in our parishes and our communities. But you may visit the monastery called Ormelia, an hour and 15 minutes outside of Thessaloniki, where there are about 120 nuns who follow the Athenite typikon and rhythm of life, and may be, in fact, the best choir that one can ever hear, because their chanting is not only humble and peaceful, it is beautiful as we hear them chant the hymns to God. Most people on this day, or most clergy in the parishes, would probably preach on the miracle that took place. That miracle concerning someone who couldn't walk, or in other cases, miracles that take place concerning the blind. But I would prefer on this day to share a few words, at least as an introduction, to another miracle that took place centuries ago. It probably goes unnoticed by almost everyone on today's calendar, because it is the commemoration of the second time that the form of the cross appeared in the skies, not during the time of Constantine the Great, but during the time of his son. And we know that during the time of Constantine the Great, an image in the form of fire or light appeared in the skies, an image in the form and in the shape of a cross with the words, "In or with this sign, you will conquer." And in the history of the world and in our church, while we celebrate events in the lives of Christ, the Virgin Mary, or the saints, we also take time to commemorate events or happenings. We commemorate at times miracles and events in the life of the world. But on a Sunday like this, we remember an event that took place when the image of the cross appeared in the heavens. And God allows these things, these events, to take place and to occur in the life of the world and in the life of the people, usually to warn us of things, or to remind us that he is God, or to give us strength in our faith and in our lives and in our path. He allows things to happen in the course of our world so that our lives do not drift and go either to one side or to the other, so that the words of Scripture might be fulfilled when it says, "Go neither to the left nor to the right, but walk on the path of the King," the heavenly King, that is, to walk the path which leads us from this world to the kingdom above. In the course of the world, as we know, and through Christ and his saints, miracles have taken place. Water was changed into wine. The dead were resurrected. If you were in church this morning and you heard the epistle reading taken from the book of Acts concerning Tabitha Dorcas, You may have heard how Peter, through his prayer and God's mercy and love, saw that she would be resurrected from the dead. God allows these things to happen so that we might not forget him. He touches our lives as human beings. He touches our lives as a community, and he touches the life of the world. It happens that in the life of Christ that he appears at moments and he touches the lives of people. He allows the person who was blind to see. He hears the cries of a mother and a widow of Nain, and he resurrects her son. He hears the plea of someone who cannot walk, sitting by a pool waiting for the angel to stir the water. And Christ appears at that moment and time in history, not only to change the course of the world, but to change the course of the life of people. It happens to you and to me, or it can happen for you and for me. But you have to invite Christ into your life. You have to ask him to appear. You have to ask him to make those changes. You have to ask him to allow a miracle to take place so the darkness and evil of the past are dispelled and light and truth come forward. Our world and the greater Christian community and even our parishes are often lacking that special relationship. We haven't experienced that moment with Christ in a very personal way. We do things out of habit and out of rote. We do things without knowing why we do them. And yet I tell you, it is critical that you know and you understand and you experience and you live Jesus Christ in your life each and every day. And when he appears and he touches you, perhaps physically or spiritually or even emotionally, he brings that change and that transfiguration. You no longer are blind, like that beautiful southern hymn says, that I was once blind and now I see. Because of that amazing grace, it says it was grace that healed a soul like me. When Christ comes into our lives and he touches us and he appears, he changes the course of our personal history. Maybe we don't see a cross in flame in the sky. Maybe we don't hear trumpets and voices. But something happens miraculously. And we can lift up our pallet and we can walk and we can face the challenges, the difficulties. An elderly clergyman by the name of Father Evagoras Konstantinidis of blessed memory wrote a very brief introduction to the sacrament of Holy Unction. Because, you know, our churches are overflowing when it comes time to receive the sacrament of holy oil and unction on Holy Wednesday. And some people come hoping and praying and waiting for a miracle. And if God should so allow, a great miracle takes place. But beyond that, through that oil and through that unction, there are other miracles that take place that we don't know and we don't see, we don't comprehend. It gives the person who's suffering the confidence, the ability, the strength to face the challenges of life. For without Christ, you can't face those challenges. Without Christ, you can't face your difficulties. Without Christ, you can't face your problems. Because while we each have problems and challenges and difficulties, Christ, through his grace and even through that blessed oil, gives us the strength to move on, to move forward, to go to something better and something new. He gives us hope for tomorrow. And that's what our world seems to be lacking the most, the real hope in Christ Jesus. He's the answer to everything, to every question and to every challenge. He was the answer to Constantine, who saw the sign and said, "With this sign you shall conquer." And I tell you all the same thing. With this simple sign, you conquer the difficulties of life. The cross appeared in those skies and continues to appear, believe it or not. Problem is that we can't see it because we're people of little faith. If you look into the skies and the beauty of God's creation, you see not only the cross, you see the glory of the resurrection. And he invites you and me and the whole world to look for that and to find the message of his love. I will certainly pray for you on Mount Athos, because there you know the fathers, and I will kneel before the icons, many of them miracle working. Some of you have given names, and Father Peter and Christopher will give them to me later to take. If you haven't and you still have a few moments till I can fold and take everything off to write some names, I'll be happy to take them with me. Some people ask, well, what does it good do for me to send my name? And who cares? God cares, first of all. And if you read Scripture, you know that through the prayers of a righteous man, a righteous individual, God saves people. And there on the corners of Mount Athos, somewhere and in the monastery of Ormilia, there may indeed be a righteous person who will pray, and God will hear those prayers and send his grace, not only upon the clergy, but upon this community and you as individuals. I thank you for accepting me. This has become sort of my parish in the South. As we look to the summer, two things. May it be blessed and filled with grace. Many people go on vacation, travel safely, and come back safely. The second thing, remember that God does not go on vacation. The churches serve on Sundays. We serve liturgy and we serve on all the holidays. God and the saints are still here waiting for you. So don't take the Sunday off. Don't make it a long vacation. Christos Anesti.